Today from the Ohio Newsroom, LGBTQ rights under the Trump administration. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. With former and future President Donald Trump's inauguration just days away, many in Ohio's LGBTQ community are concerned about what his second term will mean for them. Ohio Newsroom member station IdeaStream Public Media's Stephen Lengel reports.
It's a busy morning at the LGBT Community Center of Greater Cleveland on Cleveland's west side as members of the Rainbow Pioneers, a social group for LGBTQ plus individuals 50 years of age and older, start to arrive. Paul Dadisman, a 67-year-old group member, says President Donald Trump's rhetoric during the past election worries him and other seniors like him.
He has opened Pandora's box and all hell has broken loose and they feel like they can do whatever they want, say what they want, and do what they want.
Trump often focused on the trans community as campaign ads against Vice President Kamala Harris, frequently using the tagline, "Kamala is for they, them, President Trump is for you." This language was repeated in other races, including Ohio Republican Bernie Moreno's successful campaign against longtime Democratic incumbent Senator Sherrod Brown.
A vote for Sherrod Brown is a vote against Donald Trump. He's for they, them. Not you.
Senior group member Felicia Anderson says ads like these show that the country is on a dangerous path.
It just feels like we're going backwards in time. Brutality towards the LGBTQ community plus. It's going to be acceptable.
These problems have already begun. Dwayne Stewart, executive director of the LGBTQ rights organization Equality Ohio, says.
We have seen a huge increase of hate, harassment, discrimination and violence against our LGBTQ community since the election rhetoric and since the results have come in.
Equality Ohio saw requests for assistance from its legal clinic in response to discrimination and threats nearly triple after the election, from 37 requests in October to 108 in November. But some Republicans in the State House, like Representative Kelly Dieter, say the LGBTQ plus community's worries about the future may be unfounded.
Could be a valid concern, depending on, you know, where you are, what your community looks like. But I also think there's fear of things that aren't coming.
Dieter, who represents Huron and Lorain counties, doubts the federal government will restrict the rights of adults in the LGBTQ plus community.
President Trump was already been president 4 years and he did not do that. You know, he's already said during the campaign that is just not on his radar in any way, shape or form.
Trans Ohio Executive Director Dara Atkinson disagrees.
I think it's intentionally harmful or naive for people to think that the Trump administration is not going to try to target trans people in some way.
During a speech to young conservatives in late December, Trump pledged to single out the transgender community for executive action.
With the stroke of my pen on day one, we are going to stop the transgender lunacy.
Trump said he would block members of the transgender community from serving in the military, among other prohibitions. Trans Ohio is responding by holding a series of legal clinics to help the trans community update identification forms, including birth certificates and passports, to match their gender identity before Trump takes office. On a state level, Republican Representative David Thomas, who represents Ashtabula and Trumbull counties, doubts his party will restrict the rights of LGBTQ plus adults.
In all my conversations, what I've observed, the area of focus has not been on changing adult behavior.
Mallory Golsky of the LGBTQ youth facility Kaleidoscope Youth Center is skeptical, citing the Republican-dominated legislature's last session where they prohibited youth from receiving gender-affirming care and students from using bathrooms that align with their gender identity.
Unfortunately, they're trying to push that boundary just a little bit with every piece of legislation that they pass, so people start to become numb to the realities.
Senior group member Felicia Anderson says this is why she needs to fight.
I'm just going to have to go down swinging. I can't go back in the closet and hide. I have to be me.
For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Stephen Lengel.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.